Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yes, indeedy. Here we be on this, the 13th day of April, 2016. And these, the thankfully loosely United States of America. All right, strap in for a long ride, a tumultuous ride, and significant air pockets in one sense, if you are truly conservative. Hi, I'm Dakota Lone Star, and today we're going to talk about the LGBT community and their ability, LinkedIn ability, largely, to be sub-sophomoric. All right, and we're going to talk about that today. And I just want to give you the website offhand, straight away, so to speak, here. My home on the web is 40and28forever.com. That's 40and28forever.com. You can like me on Facebook simply as Dakota Lone Star. Also follow me on Twitter at DOC, because I am the doctor that gives, that has one iota, no pun intended, left before we should come apart amicably. And yes, I'm suggesting that I've been suggesting for somewhat considerable amount of time that we come apart amicably. I do not want to be wedded legally in men's eyes to the delusional sub-sophomoric leftist pattern. And welcome to the new America, by the way. Valerie Jarrett's America, the George Soros America in many regards. All right, so I'm going to give you the call-in number as well, and you may call today. The call-in number is 929-477-4090. I will be opening up the lines momentarily, but I did want to cover a couple of brief things. First of all, I've entitled today's program, The LGBT Community is Sub-Sophomoric. And yes, you heard me correctly. You know, one would think that Christians, big brother, quote-unquote, in the mind's eye of the delusional, has initiated legislation stating that members of the LGBT community should not be allowed to start churches, scouting groups, and fund additional public restrooms. Why must they bury the rights? And this is the multi-trillion dollar question. Why must they bury the rights of individual bodies composed of individuals, unlike prevalence of groupthink that has swept the nation? It's really quite sickening. And, you know, it wasn't all that long ago that I had taken up the baton, if you will, of post-secondary education. And in my particular school, they actually frowned upon groupthink, and a Christian school in North Carolina, and I'll leave it at that. But God forbid we frown upon groupthink and take responsibility for our actions as Americans, the land of the home of the, or land of the brave and the home of the free, right? All right. And so I wanted to cover a few points before I begin taking your calls this morning. And more is not always best. So what I may do this morning is go with the less is best approach and hammer a few things out and call it a day. Many of you, my projected listenership, if you will, are busy people, busy individuals, and that are not willing to drink the Kool-Aid today, so to speak, even though they often refer to us as, you know, what's in the tea kind of thing. And little do they know that we don't really have the time, the wherewithal, or we really don't give a rat's arstabula in many cases. Seeing that we have children to raise and jobs, duties to attend to, and God forbid, that's odd. My computer just logged off, but stay with me momentarily. It is now shutting down. It has a mind of its own. So I will be rebooting that in short order, and I'll go ahead and, this is quite interesting. Is there a cancel button on a computer for to tell the machine not to shut down when it, you know, it shut down on its own? Interesting. I do have several key points to make today, at least a handful, before I call it a day, and you can call in next time, and because I certainly will be addressing, starting back up, all right, maybe just a couple updates to refresh its memory upon, so let's get into starting back up. All right, so moving on, where, and this is completely in line with the direction of our nation, and I'm going to go there because I am Dakota Lone Star, and I'm willing to go next to nowhere that man has never been before, for the most part. But within actual reason and actual individuality, if you will. Give me about 30 seconds here. I'm just going to reboot my computer and about a minute, and I'll be right back with you. All right. Well, this is interesting. That is quite odd. What time? We actually have about an hour. I was just looking at the ticker, so to speak, and actually that had to reload as well. All right, it is now 11:07 on the East Coast, that I like to often refer to as the North Beast. You know, I'm on the southern side of that in one sense, and the northern side of that in another sense. All right, so let's go ahead and have some fun, shall we? Again, the call-in number is 929-477-4090. If you would like, be so kind as to attempt to abate moi. Let's look at a couple of things, shall we? Where have America's discriminatory, yes, you heard that correctly, where have America's discriminatory separation of church and state's got gone to these last 7+ years? And sometimes my grammar's going to be off because I'm just kind of being a facetious arse in one sense, and it's kind of fun. After all, I am Dakota Lone Star. And I would like to keep things more on the mild side in case there's a teenager listening out there today that hasn't been subjected to the state's longing to, in terms of mind control and sexuality and stripping the parents. Ask your kids what they're learning about in school every day. And you will be astonished. Take the time to do that. All right. Now, all right, we're looking at the last 7+ years in terms of, kind of their absence, the separation of church and state's, as I like to refer to them as, you know, 7-8 year absence. Why? So I began to think, okay, so you have a half white rock star kind of leading the quote unquote free world, which really isn't, based on the treatment of Nikula Baselli Nikula and Dinesh D'Souza and the makers of producers of 13 Hours. Okay. And you can go back and catch my thinking at length and during past episodes. Oh, that's right. They took out a full-page ad. So the question was, where have the separation of church and state's got gone to these last 7+ years? Oh, that's right. They took out a full-page ad recently in the Washington Post, I believe, denouncing a pope's recent address to our Senate, I believe. But other than that, where have they been when it comes to Bernie Sanders Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton's televised fondness for 1 Thessalonians 4:6. Said individuals, Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton are closer to the legislative process than a handful of high school coaches engaging in prayer. Wouldn't you agree? Especially when we have, particularly in the president's case, you know, the swath of a left-handed penmanship of a left-handed pen in the hand of hack activist left-handed judges, children of the night, really. They love to meet at night. You know, 2-3 in the morning when Congress is out of session. That's kind of interesting. That's another thing that we could probably talk about for a couple of hours, depending on the call volume here. One moment while I enjoy a sip of my coffee. All right. So I will say this as well. Not only is the LGBT community sub-sophomoric, but they are also mere actionable steps from that of Islamic jihadism. Yes, you heard me correctly. Progressive Democrats, ever devolving, really, are. And I've said it, you know, I've said, you know, with the Million Man March, the Nation of Islam, the African Americans, quote unquote, and I use that term quite loosely, that showed up, whatever it was, 10 years, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, to the Million Man March, where the numbers were highly inflated, probably not unlike the unemployment grades given to American governance at this particular time in American history. But it is interesting to note that, you know, for the love of diversity, I was going to say for the love of Pete, for the love of God, for the love of America would be probably most correct, for the love of a greater union, the greater union, which is a title of my I just dropped the bombshell. I have a documentary that I'm creating called The Better Union, or The Best Union. God forbid I go there, because that just sounds like white supremacy, right? Well, you're wrong. You're wrong. And because I would, at this moment in time, trade 40% of America yesterday for hardworking dreamers from around the world. Yes, that's right. You heard it first here on the Dakota Lone Star Program. I would trade our Nazis, neo-Nazis, whatever, for, yeah, you know the ones that lean on filmmakers. But that's not bigoted at all, right? You know, an Indian documentarian by the name of Dinesh D'Souza was paraded in front of three psychiatrist or psychologist until they found a hack psychologist that fit neatly in the glove, no pun intended, of the hack judge that sees the Dinesh D'Souza's as a veritable threat, when in fact I find it rather bigoted that anyone would lean on an Indian filmmaker or an Egyptian Coptic Christian, an Egyptian Christian filmmaker. All right. So with that being said, I did want to talk a little bit about a couple of things here. You know, I wish I had gone into law. And I say that because I would love to hold an upper hand, not the upper hand, because the mighty right arm of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ. Ooh, oh, I can't believe that in America. Come now, Dakota. Anyway, where are your manners, son? Well, anyway, I'm from South Dakota, and I enjoyed spitting and pheasant hunting. But my home, on the other hand, is spotless. It's a small home. appreciable in the sense that, you know, you could go in with those wands to look for micro biological sundry items, and you're not going to find them in my home because it's just kind of cool that way. I just think it's easy and it's kind of a neat thing. Plus it, you know, just kind of gets me away from computers and radio for the most part. And I'm not emasculated by any means. I still love and adore fly fishing and hunting and horseback riding and taking on the left. But it's interesting because getting back to the point, the African Americans, right? And I use that term incredibly loosely because a number of them showed up to the Nation of Islam, the local ones at least. Local news has it, based on their footage, that several African Americans from D.C. Found it the honorable Louis Farrakhan enchanting and showed up both times or one of two times. The last time to No Justice, No Peace. Ooh, let a white guy say that. No justice, no peace. There will be no peace. We shall not sleep until we have X, Y, or Z. Let a white guy say that. Watch how quickly this injustice department would steamroll into town and take that on. All right, so just a couple of mere actionable steps from that of Islamic jihadism, you know, especially with the taxation and even more blatant examples as of late, the bakers in Oregon or Idaho that were slapped with a $130,000 penalty for not playing nicely. And here's what's interesting. You know, I watched some of the footage of this lady actually crying because she didn't want to hurt their feelings. You know, don't be a sucker today. Their water school talk, their water cooler talk, I came out of the corporate world, is, definitely not better than usage of the term schlong by any means recently. And actually, they are, most of progressive Democrats are, spiritually inept in terms of meaningful spiritual qualities. And so, you know, I think there's some pretty close ties, you know. And then what to make of Lois Lerner and the Lerner worm? I've coined her. The Lois Lerner worm, the Lerner worm, and it's, you know, come to find out the Lerner worm may also be an arsonist as well, based on the fact that not one, but two of the Honorable Reverend Al Sharpton's would-be pertinent tax files went up in flames. You know, if the government's not going to press them on that, then where would the need be to purchase meaningful fire insurance before the next spiritual flood that God brings in? Oh man, gosh, you know, I'm just starting to sound like one of those right wingers, am I not? All right, you can give me a call at 929-477-4090, and I did want to talk about a couple of those things, and I guess one of the most important things is not to be naive today. And it's hard to do, I know, especially for people that are from small town America. They're not wise in the ways of the world yet. That means they haven't been screwed over enough or bent over. That wasn't politically correct. Often enough to be privy to the wiles of children of the night. They are waterless clouds driven about by the any given shift in the political winds so as to garner a constituency that is diluted. And and here, I'll just leave you with an interesting point today. Well, number one, getting back quickly, rather quickly, before I end this program, you know, I wish I were a judge. If I were a high judge, tweedledeedledeedledeedledeedledeed. Anyway, I was saying for a long time, I couldn't give a rat's arse to be about that either at this particular moment in American history. But I will say this. If I were a high judge, I would, I'm sorry, I don't know, I'd find someone that I could convince, God forbid we use the word convince today in terms of legalese, convince in a kind, truth-filled manner that the finding of the less than honorable judge that ruled in the Melissa Sweetcakes, whatever, case. And she is a sweet lady, by the way, with real feelings. And, you know, the left is into abortion of feelings, too. And, you know, the Bible kind of talks about that in terms of our conscience, searing the conscience. And we've all been guilty of that to one degree or another. I'm not here today to preach. I am here today to point out that this ship is sinking. Actually, your ship is sinking. Our ship, we would, I love the website. If you go to 40and28forever.com, my opening quote is, "Together we fall, divided they fail." They know it. Imagine if taxpayers, whether they owe the federal government, whether they owe the jackass, whether they owe the first halfway rock star community, okay, where was I going with that? Anyway, more coffee for a moment. All right, so, I know where I was going with that. If all taxpayers decided tomorrow to not pay on the same day, would the United States government be equipped enough to find all of the people that I guess, right, are somewhat more productive than your average, don't get me wrong, McDonald's worker, because I've been there. And with the birth of my first child several years ago, I moonlighted at Burger King because my child and wife needed me at the time. And I was going to school at the time, too. So, you know, I didn't quite fit the bill for, you know, having a nose ring and huge ear plates, to work in a pet store. Although working in a pet store would have been better than having gone into corporate America thereafter. Because animals are oftentimes better than, yes, people. I read title of an article. I haven't delved all that deeply into it, but evidently in New York, up until prior to birthing a human, you know, a baby of the human sort, they can inject a poison into the heart. I'm just wondering where those people will stand if they don't repent. Should there be a Jesus Christ? And should Jesus have said, "Let the little children come unto me"? And should that Jesus have said, "It were better if that man were to hang a millstone around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea," which averaged over 2,000 feet. I did a little research on that one time. not rather than surf temperature and surf depth and so forth. But if there is a God, if Jesus is Elohim, and if someone were to kind of follow through, right, with the New York, the New World Order, and I've talked about that before as well, that I believe that the New World Order is basically a moniker for live and let live, even to the point of, in my opinion, murder, like extremism. They are extremists. Progressive Democrats are sick, and I should pray for more. Unfortunately, I do this program, and then I work double shifts at another job that doesn't pay even remotely close to $15 an hour. And interestingly enough, in terms of trickle-down economics, the reason they will never work in America now is because we have too many whiny arse gaming, surfing freaks that don't even know how to use a broom when they have IQs of, I think I met a young man that had an IQ of around 134, and he has trouble using a broom at the age of 16. Anyway, this is Dakota Lone Star, and I just wanted to speak to the fact that there's not a demon behind or below every rock. Oftentimes, it's our flesh that gets us into trouble. My flesh has got me into tons of trouble in the past. Having said that, there's an appreciable difference, I believe, now in my life. But I want it to be even greater. I think Jesus even said, go and sin no more. And there's a lot. One could conduct a study, God forbid I mention this in closing, in the Bible in terms of the Lord's namesake, right? So for his name's sake. So what happens is, interestingly enough, if I claim to be a Christian, just like if I were a Buddhist, and, to each his own, I'm just, it's criminal that I actually studied the Bible and came away with individual opinion that has led me to ask Jesus to be my Savior and my God even is Elohim, and also my Lord. I need him to be my Lord. I've messed up a lot of stuff, tons of stuff, and that I'm certainly not happy about. But there is a renewing in the mind by the washing of the word. And anyway, that's here's what's interesting. We're almost in an America, perhaps, where even an individual that speaks. Okay, I'm going to bring things full circle before I end the show for you folk. And I'm a preppy countryman that still believes in the cowboy way. But I'm going to end it with, just grow up. This is my, was the preface to my program, this particular program. And at the end of the day, grow up, America, just for the love of God and all things individual, do not force Christian pastors to marry homosexuals. I think that's just wrong. Just find someone that's, in your opinion, straight-laced, and our opinion, unhinged. But that's fine. It's totally fine. We're not looking to introduce legislation. We know we can't win. We're not deluded. There will never be another, chances are, there will never be another Republican or conservative independent Tea Party president that wins, basing his or her argument largely upon the promotion of the unborn and life, and human life in particular. All right, guys, on that note, start your own churches. I think you're kind of a freak. What makes you a freak is not parading around New York City or what is that, south of the border in southernmost Florida, where they have their parades as well. Good for you. Have your parades. Just warn the kids before you take to the streets looking like veritable clowns. But start your own churches. Oh, my God. Quit pretending that human beings are not creative. If someone doesn't want to bake you a cake, even say screw you. Whatever. Walk around the corner. Grow some spinal aptitude and intestinal fortitude for the love of God and all things individual. As history would have it, there was one particular tree that God said, if you eat of this, was it forbidden in the sense that I don't really like that term, forbidden fruit, forbidden tree. But gosh, they had so many things that they could enjoy. And furthermore, if they chose to indulge in that particular tree, if history is true, then that means that God's not into creating clones. So furthermore, have a nice day. This is Dakota Lone Star. Visit me online at 4028forever.com. Remember, at @DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. And Dakota Lone Star on Facebook. All right. God save America. Have a nice day, folks.